Warm welcome to all our listeners here on our podcast. www.go4gold presents both rugby and cricket this morning, but we'll start off with cricket news. And this time it's all the way from the Kennington Oval in England, where India are taking them on in the fifth and the final test. Well, at stumps yesterday, it was all England. India in great trouble. 204 runs for the loss of 6 wickets at close play. Sai Sudarshan made 38. Shubman Gill, the captain, ran out for 21. And that was a bit of a turning point. But Karan Nair is at the wickets on 52. Washington Sundar is batting on 19. Now the feature is Karan Nair, whose place was under the pump in the playing 11, has proved that he is capable of scoring lots of runs. And as Sunil Gavaskar made mention in his podcast, that Karan Nair is a capable batter, and this could be a do or die situation in himself maintaining his place in the Indian 11. Right, Gus Atkins 2 for 31, Josh Tung 2 for 47, and Chris Vokes, who unfortunately is now nursing a shoulder injury, took 1 for 46. Now then, the ACB has stated that Afghanistan is gearing up to host international cricket in their beautiful country. Let's go down to the West Indies. They are preparing for the tour of Pakistan, and they will be touring for a T20 series. But the Caribbean outfit will not have the luxury of Hetmyer, who's ruled out with an injury. And also Alzari Joseph, the seam bowler, is being rested for this series. So that is something that we will have to keep our eyes focused on. Right, we also do have rugby news this morning, because the school's rugby championship is taking closer orders. Bowl championship game will be played between St. Anthony's and Thurston. If the Antonians can win this game, they are in the hunt for the silverware in the bowl section. But the games coming up tomorrow is important. Trinity versus Wesley in the Cup Championship is going to be a cracker of a game. Then the Royal Thomian at the big clubs for the Gunaratna Trophy also looks a very interesting game to keep an eye on. And then St. Peter's taking on Isipathana at Bambalapitiya is another good game in the Cup segment. Come Sunday, the plate segment between St. Joseph's College and DS will decide who the winner is. So lots of interesting news there. Right, that's it from me and Lucky Pires on our podcast this morning. Want to take this opportunity for being in our company. We sincerely hope you'll join us tomorrow again for more of the latest. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of Lucky Pires signing off and wishing all of you a pleasant day as we spin a record for your listening pleasure.